In the new movie Atlantix, a group of young men set off on a boat from the coast of Senegal in West Africa. They are fed up with their lives and have made the fateful decision to sail to Europe. But Atlantix is not a movie about them. It's the story of the women they've left behind. And it's a ghost story, NPR's Bilal Qureshi reports.
The young woman at the center of Atlantix is a teenager named Ada. She's growing up in a conservative Muslim family in Dakar, Senegal. Her parents have arranged her marriage and planning is underway. But Ada is in love with Suleiman and they meet in secret by the sea. One night, Ada sneaks out of her bedroom to meet Suleiman at a bar on the beach. The film's director, Mati Diop, sets the scene.
And the night where Ada decides to, for the first time of her life, to sneak out. When she arrives on the dance floor, she finds an empty dance floor because the boys are no longer here anymore.
Suleiman never shows up. In the modern language of being stood up, Ada has been ghosted, and so have all the other young women waiting for their boyfriends. Ghosting is the precise word to describe what happens next. Atlantix dramatizes the stories of the young men who leave countries like Senegal in hopes of reaching Europe, and how their absence and their loss haunts the women they abandoned, as filmmaker Mati Diop explains.
When I was in Dakar, the way the boys were telling me about the crossing felt very strange to me, because I was talking to boys who were here in front of me in flesh and bones, but who were so possessed by the idea of elsewhere that they were no longer here anymore. And it's also about a youth who disappeared in the ocean, which can be felt like a ghost generation, you know, a whole group of young people who disappeared in the ocean. And I was troubled, I was a bit haunted by that. And that's why, for me, it was always going to be a ghost film.
Atlantix is the first feature film by the 37-year-old French writer and director.
The starting point of the film is quite personal. I have a very special relationship to migration. I'm the daughter of an immigrant. And as a mixed girl, the tension between departure and coming back is quite present in me.
Mati Diop's father is from Senegal and her mother is French. And she grew up in Paris in a family of artists, as film critic B. Ruby Rich explains.
Her uncle, Djibril Diop Mambéty, is a very, very famous filmmaker who went to Cannes in 1973 with his film, which has become a classic of international cinema, Tuki Buki, that won the International Critics Award there that year. So she has a kind of creative legacy and specifically a cinematic legacy.
Mati Diop made her first version of Atlantix 10 years ago as a short film. She began traveling back and forth between France and Senegal to reconnect with her African heritage. She says she found her voice in those journeys and in her hyphenation.
To be a mixed girl born in the 80s is, I think, the experience is you already live a bit in the future, you know, because you're inside a cultural complexity in terms of globalization. And so I think that it made me evolve in a very dynamic environment.
Mati Diop's seamless blend of the supernatural with the pressing crisis of migration has already made Atlantix one of the most talked about international films of the year. But critic B. Ruby Rich says what elevates Atlantix beyond its quote-unquote important subject is the storytelling.
You hear that there's a film about Senegal. You hear that there's a film about men drowning, crossing the Mediterranean. Right away, you expect a certain kind of film. But that's not what this film is. Not at all. This is a film that is about magic. It's about good magic and black magic. It's about the in-between spaces, you know, between here and there, between Europe and Africa, between those who are alive and those who are dead, between the past and the present, and in a way between documentary and fiction.
Atlantix achieves another rare feat for world cinema. It puts the lives of young African women at the center of its story, with an ensemble of non-actors recruited from Dakar. When Atlantix was selected to compete in this year's Cannes Film Festival, Mati Diop became the first woman of color ever to have her film screened in competition at the festival.
All I did was to work on a story that I thought was right to talk about. That was my own challenge, dream and accomplishment. But then the fact to be the first black woman to go there, it was also sad that it was the first time this happened was in 2019.
Atlantics won the jury prize at Cannes, and the film is Senegal's official entry to the Oscars. Paris-based film critic B. Ruby Rich says it's also been embraced by audiences in Mati Diop's home country, France.
After many years of white French filmmakers daring to make films about black bodies, it's wonderfully on point to have someone like Mati Diop now leap to the front of the line and bring her vision of bodies and spirits to the screen.
Atlantics will not be confined to arthouse cinemas or European audiences. Netflix acquired the film at Cannes and will release Mati Diop's vision around the world when it begins streaming next week. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.